It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio, 103.3 FM WXOJLP in Northampton. Tonight we look at singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright III. Loudon Wainwright III, 1972's Hometown Crowd. We'll be listening to Loudon this whole hour on Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray. Thank you all for tuning in.
In Delaware, when I was younger, I would live a life obscene. In the spring, I had great hunger. I was Brando, I was Dean, blaspheming, booted, blue-jeaned baby boy. Oh, how I made them turn their heads. The towny brownie girls, they jumped for joy and begged me bless them in their beds. Keats, I was Blake, my pimple pencil panes I'd bring to frogs who sat entranced. My drift dream ditties I would sing, the water stride a dance. Thought St. Andrew had sufficed, but in the spring I had great hunger. I was Buddha, I was Christ. You wicked wise men, where's your wonder? You Pharisees one day will pay. See my lightning, hear my thunder. I am truth, I know the way.
Loudon Wainwright III with School Days, the first song off his very first record. Loudon Wainwright III was born on September 5th, 1946, in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He grew up in Westchester County, New York, the son of Loudon Wainwright Jr., an editor and columnist for Life magazine. Wainwright III says he never intended to become a songwriter and initially set out to be an actor. Loudon dropped out of drama school in Pittsburgh in 1967 and at the age of 20 headed west, aimed for San Francisco, where, as Loudon put it, quote, all the other long-haired lemmings were bound at the time. He never made it to San Francisco, though, being pulled over in Oklahoma and busted for pot. He spent 5 days in jail before being bailed out by his father, during which time the warden gave the long-haired and bearded Wainwright a haircut and a shave. He was flown back east, where he worked a variety of jobs to pay back his dad, and it was during this time that Loudon began writing and performing his own songs. He even wrote one about his run-in with the law called Samson and the Warden.
Once I got locked up in a dirty old jail, and the coffee was cold and the cornbread was stale, and I didn't cry. I tried to be brave till the warden tried to give me a haircut and a shave. Warden, you can hold me for a year in your jail, but don't shave off my beard, don't cut my ponytail. All you really found was some stems and some seeds. I'll give you my earring and I'll give you my beads. I don't mind wearing one of your prison suits. I'll give you my bell bottoms and my cowboy boots. Don't shave off my beard, don't cut off my hair. It took me 2 years to grow it, and it just isn't fair. Listen to me, warden, won't you listen to me beg? Chop off a toe, a foot, or take a whole leg. I'm down on my knees, man, you're robbing my strength. Take it easy, warden, won't you leave me some length? I want a lawyer, warden, I want a priest. Oh, take it easy, warden, leave the mustache at least. Warden didn't hear a single word that I said. He took off all my hair on my face and my head. But one day someone's gonna come and gonna put up my bail, and I'm gonna walk out of this dirty old jail. And the warden, who's the reason I'm shedding my tears, I'm gonna mail him a snapshot in 2 or 3 years.
Miss Loudon Wainwright III told an audience at a literary festival at Ohio University, "When I started writing songs in 1968, I didn't know about much. Raised in an affluent suburb of New York City, I'd gone to a boys' boarding school, dropped out of college, been busted for pot, and had survived 2 or 3 disastrous puppy love affairs. I'd mowed a few lawns and hitchhiked to New Canaan, Connecticut, but I hadn't harvested a single bale of cotton nor ridden any rails. Still, I somehow managed to write 2 or 3 songs per week, drawn from my pathetic dearth of experience. And like most serious, young, egotistical artists, I thought my life, though yet to be cool, was nonetheless interesting. At least I was smart enough to know I had to make it seem interesting. So I put some work into presentation, to separate myself from the others out there, the pack of bell-bottomed, ponytailed, guitar-toting song-slingers. I wore Brooks Brothers flannels, and my hair unfashionably short. To cope with coffeehouse stage fright and performance, I physicalized my fears into strange, spastic body gyrations, replete with leg lifts, facial grimaces, and lots of tongue wagging. I made sure people noticed me, and within a year, Atlantic Records had.
Used to have a red guitar, till I smashed it one drunk night. Smashed it in the classic form, as Peter Townes unmiked. Threw it in the fireplace, I left it there a while. Kate just started crying when she saw my sorry smile. Red guitar was made of wood, could not take the heat. Red guitar, it caught on fire, and the damage was complete. It burned until all that was left was six pegs and six strings. Kate, she said, you are a fool, you've done a foolish thing. Place the remains in the case, and I put the case away. Went to New York City for a new guitar the next day. I bought myself a blonde guitar, I had it for 3 days. Some junkie stole my blonde guitar. God works in wondrous ways.
Loudon Wainwright III with Red Guitar from his third record, appropriately titled Album 3, and released in 1972. Loudon Wainwright III was signed to Atlantic Records and released his first two records with the label. The records contained personal songs, unadorned, just Loudon and his guitar or a piano. Atlantic Records dropped Loudon after his second record, though, and as Loudon explains, quote, "Writing about yourself for yourself doesn't necessarily pay well. In 1972, after making two critically acclaimed but largely unpurchased LPs, Atlantic's crush on me was over and I was dropped. I was then picked up by Columbia Records. On my third record, imaginatively titled Album 3, there were more songs of inexperience and autobiographical angst, but also a novelty tune I made up in 12 minutes about a dead skunk I ran over while driving in northern Westchester County, New York. Good instincts, great karma, dumb luck, plus plain old payola all combined, and the results was my only hit heretofore and thus far. Number 12 on the Billboard chart and number 1 in Little Rock, Arkansas for 6 weeks. Suddenly, I did have a pretty cool life. I was the dead skunk guy."
Crossing the highway late last night, he shoulda looked left and he shoulda looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car, the skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Look and you don't have to see, 'cause you can feel it in your all back
Dead Skunk by Loudon Wainwright III, his only hit song and one that was written in just 12 minutes. Listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio, thank you for joining us this hour as we look into the music of Loudon Wainwright III. If you'd like more info about the show, you can visit us online at connectingthenotes.com or about the station at valleyfreeradio.org. When it comes to writing, Loudon Wainwright III is his own favorite subject. He doesn't shy away from his personal life and has written plenty of songs taking a candid look at his past.
Well, I'm out on the prowl, looking for an ingenue, someone young and pretty that I can be a leading man to. And it may be a cliche, but it's also my fantasy. It's never been fulfilled, but it still holds water for me. Come on, darling, be my ingenue. You best be a good looker, stimulating to talk to. Come on, darling, fulfill my fantasy. I'm on a worldwide search. Won't you please be my discovery? She don't have to be an actress, but she needs that classic quality. A typist or an heiress, a stewardess is fine with me. All she has to realize is that I'm gonna be her leading man. And I'll take Audrey over Catherine, 'cause Catherine can get a little out of hand. I'm not looking for one true love, just an occasional ingenue. I got them leading men in search of this fantasy fulfillment blues. And I'll keep prowling and searching. There ain't no way I'm gonna quit. There must be an ingenue out there, ready and willing to submit to my every whim. Yeah. Come on, darling, won't you be my ingenue? You best be a good looker and a pretty good cooker and a hooker and stimulating to talk to. Come on, darling, fulfill my fantasy. Yeah, I'm on a worldwide search. Won't you please be my discovery. I know I'm unhappy, know things aren't right. For instance, last week I got drunk every night. I know that I'm angry, I know I'm afraid, I rarely make love, I mostly get laid. And I know I'm unhealthy, no doctor could doubt. My dreams are all bad, and my hair's falling out. library, you know, the big one, way downtown. I went down to the library, you know, the big one, way downtown. I pulled out my spiral notebook and my Scribble pencil. These are the words that I did put down. I'm a dirt firecracker, I ain't got any fuse, I ain't got no inspiration since I lost my muse. I'm a table with two legs, I'm a spider with five. I'm going down slow, muse, when will you arrive? Oh muse, where are you? Oh muse, where are you? You know I eat, drink, and I smoke stuff. I don't know what to do. I went to the mountain in the desert too. I was there, lady, so where were you? I'm a flattened out wave, I ain't got any curl. I'm an empty old oyster, I ain't got any pearl. Oh, muse, where are you? Oh, muse, where are you? You know I eat, drink, and I smoke stuff. I don't know what to do. Get up late, stay up late, it's a rule of thumb, she's got to come. Sit up late, stay up late, it's a rule of thumb, she's got to come. I take lots of cold showers and I go for long walks. I wait for a pitch, but the fickle bitch balks. Took a shot of whiskey and a snort of cocaine. Opened up my head and stuck electrodes in my brain. Oh, muse, where are you? Where are you, muse? Oh, where are you? You know I eat, drink, and I smoke stuff. I eat, drink, and I smoke stuff. I eat, drink, and I smoke stuff. I don't know what to do.
Loudon told an audience at Ohio University, "About 10 years ago, I wrote a song called Hitting You. It was about hauling off and smacking one of my kids too hard. On the butt, I hasten to add. Nevertheless, she was five and I shouldn't have hit her. People were shocked when they heard the song, and they said I was very brave to sing it on stage. That was nice to hear, but actually incorrect. I wasn't being brave. A stage, whether in a club, a concert hall, or a cow pasture, is an extremely safe place, at least for a performer. You appear to be exposed, but really you're protected. There are lights, microphones, and usually a fourth invisible wall, all separating you from the mob. That often happens to be quite partial toward you. If you know what you're doing, you can get away with murder. And that, figuratively speaking, can be your intention. I've always held that provocation, unless totally gratuitous, is a good thing. Often the response I'm going for is a shiver or a cringe. Making an audience uncomfortable for limited amounts of time ratchets up the dramatic tension. You then have the option to release that tension when and how you deem appropriate." Of course, a lot of Loudon's music can draw some strong reactions from listeners, much like his contemporary Randy Newman. Here are a few such songs from Loudon over the years.
Shut up and go to bed. Put the pillow under your head. I'm sick and tired of all of your worries. Shut up and say goodnight. Say your prayers and turn out the light. I'm sick and tired of all of your sobs. Shut up and shut your eyes.
No more histrionics, no more college tries. Stop pushing, stop shoving, stop straining. Shut your mouth and button your lip. Your late night faucet has got a drip. All you're doing is merely complaining. The excuse that you're crazy is useless. You're not biting, you're barking, you're toothless.
Okay, I'm riding around in this car with this woman that I'm close to a couple times a week. I'm noticing she's looking out of the window and noticing other women. Now this one looks, isn't her hair lovely? What a nice outfit. I said, babe, what is the deal? You're noticing all these other chicks. Maybe you're a lesbian. She looks at me and she says, I wish I was a lesbian. Now, at that point, I wanted to say, you mean you wish you were a lesbian? Because grammatically, but I let it slide. I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. But you know, that sentence, that retort, I wish I was a lesbian, kind of stuck in the old Lotto's mind. Kind of gestated there for 7-8 minutes, and this tune popped out. I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wouldn't have to mess with men and all their come and go, and all that awful facial hair and yucky machismo. Oh, I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wish I was a lesbian and that I wasn't straight. I would sleep with women only. Man, it would be great. I could throw away my diaphragm. I wouldn't want to mate. Oh, I wish I was a lesbian and that I wasn't straight. Hey! I wish I was a lesbian. I'd like to be a dyke. I would hang with Katie Lang, Mel Gibson, take a hike. I think it would be nice to love someone who was alike. Oh, I wish I was a lesbian, that could be a bet. I wish I was a lesbian, that's why this song is sung. It shouldn't have to matter how someone is hung. Other things are more important, like how to use your tongue. I wish I was a lesbian, that's why this song is sung. Hey! I dare Casey Kasem to play this. I wish I was a lesbian. I know it's sad but true, but maybe I might understand you guys and all you do. But if I was a lesbian, I wouldn't have to. I wish I was a lesbian. I know it's sad but true. Hey, I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wouldn't have to mess with men and all their come and go, and all that awful facial hair and yucky machismo. I hate that damn machismo. Oh, I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero. I wish I was a lesbian and not a hetero.
When you get the blues and you want to shoot yourself in the head, it's all right, it's all right, go ahead. Do the monkey, do the pony, do the slop, do the boogaloo twist. Cut your throat, cut your throat, cut your wrist. When you're tired of worldly toil, shuffle off this mortal coil. Turn your body back to soil. It's okay. It's okay. When you get hung up, hang yourself up by your neck. What the hell? What the hell? What the heck?
Loudon Wainwright with the Suicide Song here on Connecting the Notes. Loudon Wainwright III is our subject this evening. Glad you could join us. If you like what we're doing, or you don't like what we're doing, give us a call, 413-585-1033. As you may know, Loudon Wainwright III initially set out to become an actor. Well, acting is still an interest of his, and to date he has appeared in such movies as Big Fish, where he played the mayor of the town called Spectre, The Aviator, Elizabeth Town, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and Knocked Up, which he also produced the soundtrack for. In television, Loudon played Stephen's father in the series Undeclared, and his most popular appearance may have been on the show MASH, where he played the singing guitar-playing Captain Calvin Spaulding on several episodes between 1974 and 1975. Here's a clip from one of those MASH episodes.
Spaulding.
Colonel?
How about writing one of your special songs for MacArthur? Think you can come up with something nice on the old cucaracha there?
I've been working on it, sir.
Oh.
Well, it's not Corregidor, you know, it's only Korea. It's a lousy little war, but we'd still love to see you. And I'm sure we can scrounge up a beach. And you can splash in and give us a speech with your corn cob pipe and your five gold stars.
Well, it's catchy, but it's not exactly what I had in mind.
You're not in the least bit clever.
It's a big club, Frank.
Childhood.
that was Rufus Wainwright with the song Beauty Mark off his 1998 self-titled debut. Rufus is the son of Loudon Wainwright III, and who also fathered Martha Wainwright, who was also an active singer-songwriter. Their mother is Canadian folk artist Kate McGarrigle, who was married to Loudon, but they are now divorced. Loudon also has two other daughters, one of which, Lucy Wainwright Roach, is currently pursuing a career in music. As Loudon told Pamela Murray Winters during a 2002 interview, quote, I certainly have embarrassed my kids, infuriated them, but that's certainly an aspect of being a dad, end quote. Rufus added during a 1998 interview, My father, though he was never around, would always come by at extremely opportune moments and lend me some perspective. Like most of Loudon's life, his relationship with his kids have been put into song. One of them, about his son Rufus, is called A Father and a Son.
When I was your age, I was just like you, and just look at me now, I'm sure you do. But your grandfather was just as bad, and you should have heard him trash his dad. Life's no picnic, that's a given. My mom's mom died when my mom was 7. My mom's father was a tragic guy, but he was so distant that nobody knows why. Now your mother's family, you know them. Each and every one a gem, each and every one a gem. When I was your age, I was a mess. On a bad day, I still am, I guess. I think I know what you're going through. Everything changes, but nothing is new, and I know that I'm miserable. Can't you see? I just want you to be just like me. Boys grow up to be grown men, and then men change back into boys again. You're starting up and I'm winding down. Ain't it big enough for us both in this town? Say it's big enough for us both in this town. When I was your age, I thought I hated my dad, and that the feeling was a mutual one that we had. We fought each other day and night. I was always wrong and he was always right, but he had the power and he needed to win. His life half over, mine about to begin. I'm not sure about that Oedipal stuff, but when we were together it was always rough. Hate is a strong word, I wanna backtrack. The bigger the front, the bigger the back. The bigger the front, the bigger the back. Now you and me are me and you, and it's a different ball game, though not brand new. I don't know what all of this fighting is for. We're having us a teenage, middle-age war. I don't wanna die, and you wanna live. It takes a little bit of take, a whole lot of give. Never really ends, though each race is run. This thing between a father and a son. Maybe it's power, push and shove. Maybe it's hate, probably it's love. Maybe it's hate, probably it's love.
Three Wainwrights have collaborated together on several occasions. Here's daughter Martha Wainwright joining her old man for a rendition of One Man Guy live on the BBC.
One Man Guy. People will know when they see this show. Kind of a guy I am. They'll understand what I stand for, what I just can't stand. They'll perceive what I believe in and what I know is true. And they'll recognize I'm a one-man guy. I always was through and through.
people meditate, hey, that's just great. Trying to find an inner you. People depend on family and friends, other folks to pull them through. I don't know why I'm a one-man guy, why this is a one-man show. But these 3 cubic feet of bone and blood and meat are what I love and know. Cause I'm a one-man guy in the morning, same in the afternoon. One-man guy when the sun goes down, I whistle me a one-man tune.
Myself and eat solo every night. Unplug the phone, sleep alone, stay way out of sight. Sure, it's kind of lonely, yeah, it's sort of sick.
Loudon Wainwright III with One Man Guy performed alive with his daughter, Martha Wainwright. Loudon once said about songwriting, quote, "Writing songs is like fishing. You sit in the boat and you wait. It's true you have to know the best spot, time of day, which bait to use, the difference between a nibble and a strike, and most importantly, how to get the damn fish in the boat. Talent is essential, craft is crucial, but for me, it's mostly down to waiting and luck. And in my work and cool life, luck is neither random nor dumb. It's definite and discerning. It's invisible, but it's there. It's mysterious and also so obvious. I don't understand how inspiration works, and I don't want to. Don't mess with grace and divinity. You can write songs with hard work, sharp pencils, and a rhyming dictionary, but without luck, they won't swing. The best songs, whether they're Irving's, Joni's, or Woody's, have soul, and that comes from the almighty intangible, that crazy little thing I like to call luck."
Got two lumps no love. She wasn't home as I had planned. No thoughts, no tears. I hold my life in my right hand. By the sea, my daddy called me. He said, your strength will surely slack. Well, I've been blushing for a long time. Now and then, I get him back. La la, la la, la 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 la. 4 days, cornbread. On the fifth, I ate beef stew. Hare Krishna, if you save me, I'll serve you. Lawyer shook her head and she told me, I'm gonna tell you very plain, exactly as I ask you. And if they ask you, plead insane. The salesman bought me cheap. Hotel, motel, so very nice to get some sleep. Oh, Mr. Steinbeck, I can see it. Your valley sinking in the sea. San Diego, I must warn you. Take my advice.
Loudon Wainwright III has put out 20 albums since making his debut in 1970. His most recent project was released just last month. It's a tribute to early 90s singer and banjo player Charlie Poole called, let's say early 30s, I meant to say, Charlie Poole called High, Wide, and Handsome, the Charlie Poole Project. He's joined on the album by his children, his sister Sloane Wainwright, Chris Thile of Nickel Creek, and Jeff Maldor of the Jim Queskin Jug Band. He's currently on the road with friend and collaborator Richard Thompson, who was an original member of the Fairport Convention and who produced several albums for Wainwright in the early to mid-80s while Loudon was living in London. They'll actually be playing at the Calvin Theater on Tuesday, October 6th, right here in Northampton. We'll close out the hour with a few more songs, starting with a track from the Charlie Poole Project titled Way Up in New York City. We'll follow up with Johnny Cash, who covered Wainwright's The Man Who Couldn't Cry on his 1994 American Recordings album, and hopefully we'll have some time for one more Loudon Wainwright III song. Good night, everyone. Stick around for Poison Out of the Mind coming up at 9 o'clock, and check us out online at connectingthenotes.com.
City, that's where we did go. A fella called Frank Walker there, he owns a studio. We made us a recording right there on old Broadway. For a week or two, we got the hell away from spray. Way up in New York City, that's the place to be. Where the buildings are so high, the sky is hard to see. In a city full of strangers, humanity's a show. No, it's not like spray where every day you meet the folks you know. Way up in New York City, pretty women everywhere. After a while, a married man forgets who isn't there. Those city gals in New York. New York town. You turn a cracker's head, and a wife in spray so far away, she might as well be dead. Way up in New York City, all those taverns and saloons, you never saw so much sawdust or so many spittoons. There's a cop on every corner, he's there to keep the peace. And then lots of trees in Central Park, well, 203 at least. That's a town in New Jersey. We stayed with Posey's pal from Franklin County, Jim Holly. We took jobs in Jersey just to make a little dough. Then we had our audition in New York, we did go. We rode an elevator, poor Posey, he got sick. He threw up in a fire bucket, not a pretty trick. Well, we got to the audition, and we played Frank the deal. He said, boys, let's make a record. Good was how that made us feel. Hey! Yeah, they paid us four numbers, greenback dollars, cash in hand. More than a week's wage in the mill, 25 a man. Third class was all we could afford on the train back home to Spray. But we stayed drunk inside that car for two nights and one day. Back home from New York City, we were heroes back in Spray. So guilty and hungover, there was not a lot to say. It got a little awkward talking to the wife. We couldn't tell them how we'd had the best time of our lives. A hit. We never got another penny, just enough to make you want to quit. If you've ever been bamboozled, you know how I feel. From now on, the new name of that song is The Raw Deal. Way up in New York City, that's the place to be, where the buildings are so high the sky is hard to see. If I go back to New York town, next time I'll go alone. I'll keep all the money, I won't bother going home. I'll keep all the money, I'll make New York my home.
Once was a man, and he couldn't cry. He hadn't cried for years and for years. Napalm babies, movie love stories, for instance, could not produce tears. As a child, he had cried, as all children will. Then at some point, his tear ducts all ran dry. Grew to be a man, it all hit the fan. Things got bad, but he couldn't cry. His dog got ran over, his wife up and left him. After that, he got sacked from his job, lost his arm in a war, was laughed at by a whore. Oh, but still not a sniffle or sob. Well, his novel was refused and his movie was panned. His big Broadway show was a flop. He got sent off to jail. You guessed it, no bail. Oh, but still not a dribble or drop. In jail he was beaten, bullied and buggered. made to make license plates. Water and bread was all he was fed. Not once did a tear stain his face. Doctors were called in, scientists too. Theologians were last and practically least. They all agreed, sure enough, this is no cream puff. Oh, but in fact, an insensitive beast. He was taken from jail and placed in a place for the insensitive and the insane. He made a lot of friends and he played a lot of chess and he cried every time it would rain. Once it rained 40 days and it rained 40 nights. And he cried and he cried and he cried and he cried. On the 41st day, he passed away. He just dehydrated and died. He went up to heaven, located his dog. After that, he rejoined his arm. Below all the critics, they took it all back. Cancer robbed the whore of her charm. His ex-wife died of stretch marks. His ex-employer went broke. The theologians were finally found out. Right down to the ground, the jailhouse burnt down, and the earth suffered perpetual drought. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.